Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
That's it for my Spiegel's Feeling Corner.
Olin Krutz.
I always live by this. Who much is given, much is expected.
14-year NFL veteran.
I thought for 3 or 4 weeks they're the best offensive line in NFL. After today's performance, I don't know how you can argue that. I think this is the best offensive line in the NFL right now.
Six-time Pro Bowler and four-time NFL All-Pro.
Thank yous to everybody here. Thank yous to the people who helped put this show together. Mitch Rosen, thank you for what you do. Ryan Porth was out here earlier
always
as well.
Always got to thank the boss.
That's right.
I got to get paid, man.
I like that.
I'm a free agent, you know? I got to get paid. I am Mark Rody. You know it, man.
Olin Krutz with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Feelings Corner. We got to get a song for the Feelings Corner.
I'm told that we might have one. Our segment with Olin Krutz is brought to you by Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS. And make sure that you check out all the stuff that we do on your local Ford dealers pregame show, which will start at noon on 670 The Score with Olin Krutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the postgame show, streamed exclusively on YouTube and Twitch. The postgame show is presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Hey, oh, how are you?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm good, man. You talk about Feelings Corner. How can you not be excited about this game? The Bears versus the Packers. Bears 9-3, Packers 8-3. I mean, I am in my feelings around this game. I tell you that much.
What are your feelings? What are there? Are you excitement? Is it anger? Anticipation? What do we got?
All of that, right? Excited about the game. Trying to be an analyst and not a fan and not a former Bear, where like you hear people saying the Bears are fraud and they can't beat Green Bay and the quarterback's not good enough, and you're getting mad reading Twitter and trying to get mad, trying to look at it from an analyst perspective and seeing the reason why they seen that, and knowing the one score games and that, you know, Caleb, we'd like him to play better football, but we do have our run game, watching the film, thinking, man, these Chicago Bears really are a pretty damn good football team. Now the ball has bounced their way a few times this year, and watching a lot of those games where they did win by one score, you're wondering, well, how the hell did they pull that out? But what a great week to be a Chicago Bears fan. You got hot dogs, you got coaches taking their shirt off, you got former Bears taking their shirt off, you got everyone with their shirt off, you got hot dogs all over the place. I mean, this is a great time to be an analyst for Chicago Bears, watching the Chicago Bears up there go to Green Bay and hear all the trash talking. What a fun week.
No doubt about it. Oh, I've been dying to talk to you this week on the air about the run game, because you have been talking about this for weeks and seeing it coming and now saying, hey, this might be the best offensive line in the game. So from a technical standpoint, you could go as deep into this as you want. What is it about their run game that has made it so successful?
The run game, the beauty about it is, for the run game to be successful, to explain it is pretty simple, right? You move a man from point A to point B against his will. They don't want to be moved, right? They have to try to hold the point of attack to stop the run game. Well, the Bears offensive line, Dahlman, Tooney, Ozzie Trapillo, Darnell Wright, Jonah Jackson, who I would say may be in the lead to be a first team all pro this year. Woo. They are displacing guys off the football. And you guys see that too. Everyone is talking about it all of a sudden this week, all over Twitter, all over social media, all over ESPN. Look at the Chicago Bears offensive line. Look how much room the running back has before he even gets touched by one defender, right? Monungai cutting it back to the double team, which is Jonah Jackson and Darnell Wright. We've talked a lot on this show about having that strong side of your offensive line that can double team and displace guys. And then guys, Drew Dahlman, man, when he's one-on-one with a guy like Jordan Davis, right? That guy's a monster, right? He's one-on-one. He's doing his job. He's making his block. Funniest scene I think I saw in the Philadelphia game was the Eagles giving up 210 yards rushing, Jordan Davis making a play and then flexing after. Like, I was confused. I was like, bro, you guys are getting killed on that side of the ball. But Tooney, I mean, gosh, that guy, as consistent as ever, right? And when he got his false start last week, I think we all almost fainted. Like, how the hell did that guy even make a mistake, right? And then Ozzie Trapillo, obviously, playing good football out there, too. So Dan Roshar, Ben Johnson, with his motions and his shifts and giving his offensive line an advantage. Caleb Williams, you guys, handling all that. That's a lot to handle for a young quarterback. The shift, the motion, when to put a guy in motion, when to get the shift going, getting on the center, going on what Tom Brady calls the cheat account, going on the quick so the safeties can't rock and roll and get down there to stop the run. Really fun run game to watch right now for the Chicago Bears, moving guys off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, when Tooney had the penalty, and I realized that was his first penalty all year.
I almost fainted.
But it's like you realize, right? Okay, oh, I get it. That's how the guy gets to be what he is. Great stuff there from Olin in a lot of ways. But you took us to Caleb. You know, when Ben described the way that Caleb is managing the game with such admiration and praise, there's a tendency for some people to think of, oh, game manager, oh boy, that lowers the ceiling. Whatever, his ceiling is still high, and we hope he gets there. But it's really impressive how he's gotten to this floor, isn't it? That like you say, all the things he's managing during the game, you're clearly impressed by the fact that he's able to do all that stuff by, you know, now 12 games into this first year under Ben.
Really impressed that he worked on it, right? What was the thing we talked about in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season? The penalties. How come we get these penalties on motion? Remember, I think it was the preseason, they had a fumble on a jet sweep, because that takes timing, right? When to put the guy in motion, when to go from under center. And then I think he fumbled also, guys, on a quarterback sneak against the Lions, where he executed two or three quarterback sneaks against the Eagles for first down. So remember, Caleb Williams, this offense, this is the first year in this system after having 72 offensive coordinators last year, right? This is his first year with Ben Johnson. They're putting him under center. They want him to play from under center. They want him to run the play action, run all the ball handling from that position a lot of times, which, you know, in high school and in college, the thing he did was from the shotgun, right? He ran RPOs and he ran zone reads and he ran all the things that all these young quarterbacks do nowadays. And he had to come in, humble himself and learn this system under Ben Johnson. And I tell you guys, from his film, he is doing it. Like, I give him credit for doing that. I know what people are talking about in the pass game, how he has to get better and more accurate and get the ball out sooner sometimes, although he was getting the ball out quick against the Steelers and even quicker against the Eagles. But you think about the Bears run game, right? When you watch it really closely on film, a lot of the eyes, two or three defenders' eyes are on Caleb a lot of times. So he is helping. happen in that run game, the threat of him keeping the ball, the threat of him running around and making a play like he made to Cole Kmet. I mean, guys, flip your hips to the right and throw that ball with touch to Cole Kmet. I think Tom Brady called that a three ball, whatever that means. But Tom says it, it's got to be true. So what a great play he made there. But also, guys, if you go back and look through the statistics for the Chicago Bears, a lot of times when they are going for these 200-plus games, these 180-plus games, the second leading rusher is Caleb. Right, he is the guy making people miss for sacks, running down the field. He's using his legs. You know, he used his legs to get a touchdown to end the Steelers game. Just doing a lot of things that he has to do right now. And like Ben talked about, you can see that in the pass game, their details are a little off.
What do you see when you look at Jeff Hafley's defense?
Mm-hmm. I see a very good sound defense where he does a very nice job. Those guys understand what they're doing in that zone defense. And of course you see Micah Parsons, right? I think we talked about Ben Johnson called Herbig and Watt werewolves. So here's the lead werewolf, right? Here's the guy who is very dangerous. You know, probably just Myles Garrett is better than him, but very sound Lawrence. They run a lot of concepts. Actually, they have two really good safeties that they want to fit in there against the run. You got to figure out who's rolling, who's rocking and rolling down, because you got to count for that guy in the run game. You know, they do a nice job getting to the quarterback, putting pressure on the quarterback, making him uncomfortable. Now, they will miss Devontae White, who's a very good football player, and they will miss him, of course, against the Chicago Bears, who likes to run the football right at you. But you see on all levels with Quay Walker, with Williams, with all these guys, you know, Williams, the safety, with all these guys rolling down, playing good coverage, understanding what they have to do, understanding their responsibility. Reminds me a little bit of the way Lovey and Rob Marinelli used to coach their scheme. It's not the same scheme. It's more of like a Seahawks when, you know, Pete Carroll was with the Seahawks. It's more of that type of scheme, but very sound. You kind of know what they're going to do, but they have little wrinkles that can confuse you. All eyes on a quarterback, and then they have the guys up front. Then if they put you in third and long and you're not in third and manageable, they can get off their quarterback and make him make mistakes.
What are you expecting Hafley to do to counter the run game the way it was so dominant? If the Bears came out with the exact same game plan, what would Hafley do as a defensive coordinator?
Really, really interesting question. It's something I thought about going over the film this week, because I don't think the Packers' D tackles without Devontae White can hold up. I don't know if they can hold up against the Chicago Bears middle of their offensive line. Add in Darnell Wright. Add in, you know, if they're bringing Theo Benedict off the bench and go big against the Green Bay Packers. But I was thinking about when I watched this, okay, I wonder if, remember what Flores did when they had 10 tackles for loss a couple of weeks ago against the Chicago Bears. He was bringing a lot of his safeties off the edge, a lot of crow blitz, a lot of edge blitz, because the Bears like to bring their receivers in tight, run all kind of motions. And Flores said, screw it, man. If you're going to motion your receiver that way, I'll just blitz off the edge here. It really kind of disrupted the Chicago Bears run game, right? So I was thinking they could do that, but the way I talked about rocking and rolling, the two safeties, McKenzie and Williams, and trying to figure out who's coming to down, who's not coming down, moving the linebackers over late. It'll be really interesting. Those are the only really two things they could do, Speaks, besides trying to go really big, put an extra D tackle on the field, put an extra linebacker on the field, and try to match up that way. But the Chicago Bears, now them missing Rome Odunze, will hurt. But Colson Loveland, the pass game is good enough, right? Caleb Williams' arm is legitimately one of the strongest arms in the NFL. He can attack every area of the field versus you. So it's going to be a very interesting matchup here, Ben Johnson versus Hafley. And how does Hafley decide, okay, how do I stop this Bears run game that is really displacing people, and with the shifts and the motions, I can't really get a beat on. If the Bears can be accurate, hit a few guys in, you know, hit about a few play action passes, find an explosive play, they could keep the Packers on their heels throughout this game.
Olin, I can't stop thinking about this play that somebody shared from last week of Evan Williams, one of those safeties you mentioned, just starting out in the back where he usually is, but then when he realized that a run game, just exploding with full speed and violence down to the line and into the lead blocker, into the up back, and just completely obliterating that guy. So, like, they're good at run support, aren't they? That was some physical stuff I was able to see. I'm sure you've seen a lot more.
Yeah, they are really good at run support, like I just we just talked about, right? And you miss a guy like Romo Dunze, who was the guy the Bears use a lot over there on those safeties, where they bring him in motion, they insert him in a C gap, and he'll take on the safety, right? And he does a lot for the Chicago Bears. It was not happy, honestly, today when I heard that he was out. But yes, McKenzie and Williams do a nice job. They're very aggressive. They do a nice job in Coach Halfley's scheme. And that's one of the big matchups to watch for everybody who's watching the game, of how the Packers can slow down the Bears' run game. But remember, man, whenever you see a safety up there making a play, whenever you see a safety up there in the box, that means they're, you know, they're in some single safety coverage on the back end. And can we get Luther Burden or Colson Loveland or, you know, DJ Moore or somebody behind this defense and find us a few of these explosive plays that we've been looking for?
When it comes to Ozzie Trapillo, I got a couple of questions for you. One, how do you think he's played being reinserted as the left tackle? And two, if he's your left tackle this week, how do you expect, because Micah lines up on that side on first and second down, how do you expect the Bears will deal with Micah if Trapillo is out there?
Yeah, the same way they've been dealing with, you know, they played the Steelers, they had Watt and they had Herbig, right? And then this past week, they've got Dean and Phillips. So it's the same way, right? They're going to put two tight ends out there. They're going to try to chip him from the line of scrimmage. I remember Sean Payton saying when I was down there in New Orleans that if you want to disrupt a pass rusher, you don't block him from inside by a guard and you don't block him by a running back with a chip. You put somebody on the line of scrimmage and chip him from the outside. So I expect to see that from Parsons. And when people wonder, why does Halfley keep moving him inside? That's why. Right, because when you put him outside, everyone's just chipping in from the line of scrimmage. And those, I mean, I'll let a pass rusher tell you that. I think Jared Allen was the one who told Sean Payton that. I'll let them tell you, but that really sucks, man. When someone hits you in your ribs when you're trying to get up the field as fast as you can. If you guys want to try it on Twitch, go ahead, right? Just have speed try, get up the field, Lawrence, and hit him right in his ribs and see how that feels, right? So that really does suck, man. So I expect them to keep doing it. I remember, you know, the second play of the Eagles game, they're always trying to help their left tackle, Chicago Bears, and make sure they don't give them too much to do. They ran a couple of tight end screens. I think the tight end screen that got intercepted also was to the left side of the Chicago Bears offensive line. And like you're saying, though, this is a little different animal. You always got to be aware of where he is. But I expect to see Cole Kmet, Colson Loveland, those guys on the line of scrimmage early, chipping a lot. DJ Moore, they even use DJ Moore. They use Romo Dunze a lot, but he's not playing this week. So, you know, maybe Luther Burden will be out there as Zacchaeus, but they're going to have constant attention. You'll see it, guys. As soon as they line up, if Parsons is standing there, you'll see a receiver standing about 1 yard outside of him, just threatening the fact that he may chip him. By chip, I mean step in and put their shoulder pads right in the right side of his ribs. And you guys can just imagine how that feels. So they're going to wear him on. Then Lawrence, like, you know, run the football, man. Run the football at him. Run the football away from him. Make him see a lot of different looks. Try to slow him down and wear him out.
What are the things, if someone asked you what you need to know about Bears Packers, like the history of it, your personal history with it, what would you tell them?
It is, you know, to me, the best rivalry in the NFL. The people, the two states and cities do not like each other, right? And if you play long enough, like I got to play the Packers 28 times, if you count the playoff game and you count the one in New Orleans, I'm 10-18. You end up not liking them very much, right? And the Packers have had a Hall of Fame quarterback, it seems like, for like 70 years, right? And it means a lot to the owners. It means a lot to the people who live there, right? You pull up and some old lady who someone's grandma is flicking you off and telling you where you can go, how you feel about it. And then, you know, you just grow into this. Everywhere you go in the town, it's Packers week, right? This game, it's the game that we have to win. And that's why earlier we're talking about, we want to talk about feelings corner. This whole week has been a feelings corner, right? You really feel the fact that you want to beat this football team. The Bears are 93 in question of how legitimate they are. For a guy who played there for a long time, they had many rivalries, right? Gilbert Brown and all the way through the years of guys just you go against. And it's always a tough fight. And it's always a tough game, whether the team is good or bad, starting with, you know, the time Brian Robinson blocked the kick, or we went up there and shut him out in 2006, and all the wins you remember, you even remember the losses. And there's a loss that, you know, the NFC Championship game that hurts the most, right? That loss really does suck. The coldest game in Bears history was against the Packers, who beat them in overtime, I think in 2008 or 2009. So much history behind this. You know, when you're at Halas Hall, The owners hate him. So, you know, it means a lot to them, which means it means a lot to the team.
A little bit of breaking news here, and we've been talking about this player. We have a little bit more insight now. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. This is from Tom Pelissero. He reports, Bears wide receiver Rome Odunze, who was ruled out of Sunday's game against Green Bay, has been playing with a stress fracture in his foot. Per sources, at this point, Odunze just needs rest, and it's week to week. The belief is not anything long term, but stress fracture for a receiver, like, that's usually a good 2 to 4, 3 to 5 week type injury.
Oof, yeah, a stress fracture is a really, really small crack in the bone. But it can cause pain that gets worse the more you do stuff. Like, you got to shut it down because it can swell. It can get tender. Have you ever had one, Olin? You ever suffered that?
No, I've never had a stress fracture. Give Rome some credit, right, for playing, trying to play through that. And you could kind of see on film, everybody's been wondering what's been going on with Rome Odunze and where's his production gone. But, man, I've watched him block guys. I've watched him get after guys on the field. Hopefully he gets healthy fast. He will be missed, guys, for the Chicago Bears. He does a lot out there for them, really developing his game, turning to a good player. But I was wondering somewhat watching him on film with his routes and stuff. And as you guys know, I don't try to get into receivers and quarterbacks too much in their technique. But just wondering about his explosion and the way he was going in and out of stuff. I wasn't shocked that he was missing practice this week. I was hoping it wasn't anything serious, right? But just hope Rome Odunze gets healthy fast here because, you know, the Bears, they could use him. But obviously up there, guys, you know, the Packers have, you know, Tucker Kraft out. They got Elton Jenkins out. They got two of their best players out. So this is that time of the year. Other guys got to step up. That's why they took Luther Burden in the second round. And hopefully he's ready to step up. And other guys got to step in and find ways to make plays.
All right, more on that as we go. Lots of Spiegel and Olin's left to go. But, yeah, Olin, you've referenced it a couple times. 2 weeks ago, you called me out for putting you in a corner, for putting you in Spiegel's feelings corner. And then last week, you said...
I didn't call you out. I just named it. I just named what you do to everybody.
Thank you. All right, that's noted. No, noted, sir. And guilty.
Also, I'd like to say, Lawrence said something earlier. I thought about this. Wildfire is good, man. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, it's delightful.
Wildfire is excellent.
Yeah. But last week, you asked for a song. You said, like, Speaks.
Oh, I can't wait.
Speaks, do we have a song for the Feelings Corner? Because, yeah, if you're going to
put... By the way, Speaks, yes. I saw you on Twitter singing with your band. You're awesome, man.
Oh,
like, for real. I enjoyed that.
It's very kind of you.
Yeah, you got your moves and singing way better than your stance.
I'll take that. I'll take that. But, Olin, we were talking about it. Me and the band, me and Tributosaurus were talking about it. And Kurt Morrison, my guy, said, I can do a little something for Spiegel's Feelings Corner. Here you go. Mm-hmm.
Feelings. Spiegel's having feelings. Trying to make people feel feelings too.
This is awesome.
Corner.
Corner.
Corner. Corner.
Spiegel's feelings corner.
Bop, bop.
Wanting even athletes to feel the way we do.
I do want you to feel the way we do, oh.
Feelings. Whoa, 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 whoa. Feelings. Whoa, 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 feelings.
Go ahead.
Sing along, everybody.
Spiegel's Feelings Corner. Feeling.
Come on, O, sing along.
This is really, oh, really good.
Oh, 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 feeling. Oh, it's awesome, man.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Is it a little Spanish feeling. Guitar going
yes,
on there?
Yeah, it sounds guitar. Like it.
Mm. Spiegel's Feelings Corner.
I thought it was Santana.
Oh, 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 yeah.
The great Kurt Morrison. The great Kurt Morrison.
That's awesome, man. That really is awesome, Speaks. So, I appreciate that.
Hey, man, thanks for branding a segment. Now we can just,
for sure.
We just do there, and Lawrence can leave if he needs to.
Well, now we just got to get a sponsor. We got to get some sponsorship, and I think maybe Wildfire might be the perfect opportunity for Spiegel's Feelings Corner with Olin. Get our guy paid, get him fed, all that good stuff.
You know what that made me think about? The Lions, you know, the Lions-Packers Thanksgiving game, Jack White and Eminem were awesome. I don't know what you guys thought.
I thought that was...
When he hit Seven Nation Army, it was unbelievable.
Yes, it was.
It was unbelievable.
They really stepped up on Thanksgiving.
I went nuts in my house. I went nuts with Seven Nation Army.
Super Bowl halftime.
Actually, Dominic Raiola sent me today, he sent me that song. I guess it's out on... it's out on the phone already, so I got it on the phone. I think it's awesome.
They played it before the game last night. Like that. Mm-hmm. That's how the Lions came onto the field last night.
Oh, I don't blame them. Oh, wow. I don't blame them.
It was really, really awesome. Oh, have a wonderful weekend. We'll be listening on the pre and post game show.
Appreciate it, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.